Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer, right here in Tampa, Florida. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and let's not forget about the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us safe, free and safe, too. Now, also along the line, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and let's not forget the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. So to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget about the over-the-road truck drivers and out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and down here into the hurricane zone, too, delivering supplies, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there. Felix and the gang, thanks for doing what you do. Our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers. Appreciate all of you. And let's also get into the mix here with telling you that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And remember, we're on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Make sure you go over there and find us that way. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us again, Nadine Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got a caller. I'm going to take the caller right away. Good morning, caller. Is this Mike?
Yes, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am.
Good morning.
So, it's not bad enough that we got Putin invading Russia, invading Ukraine. We got China waiting in the wings for Taiwan. And now we got Kim Jong-un firing off missiles at a rapid pace. He fired missiles towards Japan, you know, scared the doo-doo out of them, to where they told their citizens to take cover. So my question to you, Denise, would be, since according to the highest levels of government, we have a strategically important alliance with the Republic of North Korea, is there anything that we can do to reach out to them to kind of get them to stop this? Because, you know, they're one of our most important allies, right, according to the vice president. So, you know, we don't want to scare the Japanese, and so this has got to stop. So how can we use our strategically important alliance with the Republic of North Korea to stop this? Thank you so much.
Your turn.
The always the go-to solution is sanctions and more sanctions and sanctions and more sanctions. But in this particular case, I don't believe that North Korea can operate alone or does operate alone. I think they operate in cadence with Russia and Iran. And Matt just brought up the fact that the Biden administration has rolled out its new 48-page national security plan taking aim at China and Russia, but it really doesn't do that. What it really does is talk about is climate change, interestingly enough. So, sadly, there isn't anything that this administration is going to do. This administration is about it, is inert as it can possibly be. There's nothing substantial here. Nothing. And, you know, I can't even imagine what is actually included in the presidential daily briefings that this White House gets every day.
The price of chewing gum in China?
I think there's probably some remarkable things that are in there, and that are, and if they're not, that there should be. But where are the people that are demanding that this administration step up their game?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just before we went to break, I was talking about the United Nations.
Yes.
At this point, I would be, our U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is about as worthless as they come, too. But where are the people that say that both China and Russia ought to have their veto power on the National Security Council at the United Nations terminated?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be Trump's National Security Council. I mean, there's some interesting things that can happen here, that this government can be a lot more aggressive and assertive, and they're just not. They're not creative in the least. So it puts going back to North Korea, it puts the burden on Japan, and Biden has left Japan out there swinging in the wind.
Yeah.
You never even hear Biden speak of Japan or North Korea. And then you have Saudi Arabia. Like Saudi Arabia or not, they're an ally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this cat goes over there a couple of months ago, hat in hand, says he wants Iran Saudi Arabia to increase their oil production.
Mm-hmm.
And Saudi Arabia says no.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We'll get to that and more when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO. And, of course, they are indeed the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, been in business for going on a little bit more than 85 years, insuring over some 25 million drivers and counting. Now, I will tell you that GEICO happens to insure not only the car you're driving or the truck that you're driving, but they also will insure your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they can help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance. Bundle that together. Save yourself a bunch of money. How's that? So check them out. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Morning.
Got a caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. All right, let's see here. I don't know who that is, but they're apparently not hearing us for some reason. There seems to be an issue with one exchange here in Tampa on this line. I don't know what it is or why it is. But if you're calling the Watts line, try this. Let me give them this number. 813-287-0570. 813-287-0570. See if that'll straighten out your problem. 813-287-0570. 0570. So, back to what you were talking about.
Yeah, so we have an administration here that is so desperate, and they clearly know that they're failing on domestic issues in a big way, whether it's law and order, energy, recession, inflation, migrants, stuff, all that. Now they're injecting domestic policy into foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Biden went over to Saudi Arabia, not only was he begging, and they said no, Then they turned around and said, well, gee, okay, if you're going to cut production by 2 million barrels, can you not do that until after the election,
mm-hmm.
meaning the midterms?
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking Saudi Arabia to do him a political favor. Didn't they impeach Trump over that?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Well, Saudi Arabia responded and said, we know what you're doing. And the answer to that is no. So now you've got Washington, D.C., the Democrats, all flipped out. And so they're all proposing some legislation to stop any kind of arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how this gets so complicated?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the same thing is necessarily happening in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened yesterday? Well, the White House comes out with this new policy. Apparently, they've been working on it. I don't know about all that. But now the United States has apparently worked with Mexico, and the number of Venezuelans coming across that border are going to be expelled to Mexico, and Mexico has agreed to take them. Oh, but hold on here a second.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Because they're going to allow 24,000 Venezuelans into the United States
mm-hmm.
starting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Yeah.
So, you know, something is very, very wrong with all of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see if I can get this caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, good morning there, Captain. My name is Carrie. I'm from Seaford, Delaware.
Well, hello there, Delaware. How's everything in Delaware?
Good. I am one of your truck drivers.
Oh, okay. Very good. And who do you drive for? Do you want to tell us?
I drive for Gardner and Gibson.
All right, very good. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, I got a really stupid question.
Go ahead.
So I believe the election was stolen. What in the world is going on? Keep it from happening again.
That's not a stupid question. It's a good question, and we'll try to answer it for you, okay?
Okay.
Truck them safe now.
All righty. We'll do.
All righty. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I'm really happy that she actually called in with that, because yesterday I get an email from the FBI,
mm-hmm.
and it says, FBI opens voter on election crimes ahead of November.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we have the FBI in the mix again?
Yep, we do.
I think, I'm not so sure, because mm-hmm. the FBI, as far as I'm concerned, isn't any, I really even hate to say it,
mm-hmm.
But I don't believe, you know, they do this for every election.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with any of these cases that get reported?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know. I haven't really heard of you.
I haven't either.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to her, trot on over to FBI.gov and poke around there where it says the FBI warns voters on election crimes, because there's a lot of things that they list there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say...
Mm-hmm.
That in her area, if she's got some major concerns,
mm-hmm.
to talk to the secretaries of state and the election commission in her state and see if they are current on any of the things that are on the FBI website when it comes to elections.
Mm. Okay. Let me.
That's the only thing we can do.
All right, let me try this again. Good morning, caller. Is this Pat Gammon and Bob?
Yep, that's me.
Go ahead.
Something happened with the other line. Anyway, two things. One is the FBI really necessary?
Mm-hmm.
And should the FBI's role need to be examined and redefined as to what their powers and parameters are, as I think they are exceeding some of them? And the second thing is about the, power plants and the grid and stuff.
Yeah.
If we're going to transition to electric vehicles, there's no only way that we can do it. Is to bring online nuclear power plants, because between the environmentalists and the oil and stuff,
right,
they're just not going to do it. All right, just want to know what Denise thought of those two things.
Go ahead, Denise.
Well, when it comes to power plants, that's precisely right. We're going to have to go back to the nuclear power plant system for sure. What was the first question? What was the first thing you mentioned?
Shoot, now you got me because I was pushing a button here looking the other way. All right, well, you got me. My mind just went blank here on that one. Anyway, we do have another caller, so let me pick this up. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Go ahead.
I'd like your opinion, please, in regards to early voting. Now, as far as ballot harvesting, drop boxes, the early vote ballot that, or even just being able to go and vote early, does that not give the machine the time to get an algorithm together to where, and these other Democrat machine stuffing these clerks or these blocks, time to come up with a number to beat whatever the Republican numbers happen to be say, towards the end of the
night? She's got a minute to answer. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I'm not as concerned about the machines now as I am about the printers, because every little district has to submit their own ballots, because you got, you know, in a local district, you got this judge over here, or you got this amendment, you know, what they call ballot measures in some cases. And it's different from the district, you know, 20 miles down the road. And so they have to use these lawyers, and they compile these ballots, and then they go to these printers. And then another lawyer may step in, they don't like the wording, so then they have to go back and change the ballot. Well, the ballots have already been printed. What happened to the original set?
Right.
Of 250,000 or whatever the number is. Those are the things that I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe there's any kind of control about who's printing the ballots, how many they're printing, and where they go. And using those to stuff into these drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be asking some very hard questions on that one, and I kind of, you know, say that all on my own, and I've been saying it for a couple of years now. So I'd be watching for that one. That probably didn't answer all of Mel's questions, but it probably gave him another one to ask.
Well, I think you have merit for what you just said there, so I will talk to you tonight. Have yourself a good day, and I'll be in touch later. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check out her website, all the great things that she writes about over there. And I will be back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster because critical safety systems need the electricity to operate, Ukraine's state nuclear operator said on Wednesday. Where does the Los Angeles City Council go from here? Three of its members, including the former council president, are facing calls from President Joe Biden to resign after a recording surfaced of them participating in a closed-door meeting in which racist language was used to mock colleagues while they schemed to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Scores on the ACT College admissions test by this year's high school graduates hit their lowest point in more than 30 years, the latest evidence of the enormity of learning disruption during the pandemic. The class of 2022's average ACT composite score was 19.8 out of 36. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment right here, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. To find out more about them and to learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician, go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Check them out. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of Tampa Bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, I will tell you that you can call them at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080. Ask them whatever questions you want, and schedule an opportunity to take the tour at either one of those campuses. Now, if you're smart and you really want to know what you're all about, go to both of them. If you can afford to do that, go to both campuses, the one in Clearwater and the one in Concord, and see what they teach and if one would be better suited for you than the other. You don't know until you try, right? So, their website is NAAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time. NAA.edu. Go over there. Find out what they're all about. You will see that it is a tremendous opportunity. You get a chance to make a lot of money in a short period of time, and you can go just about anywhere you want to go to work, whether it's in the United States, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in Southeast Asia, whether it's in Central or South America, regardless. Wherever there's an opening as a certified aviation maintenance technician, you will be in demand. Because they desperately need highly qualified people right now. Desperately need them. A lot of aircraft in the air and more coming. So again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to meet students. You'll be able to meet faculty. You'll be able to meet the people that handle the student loans. If you're a veteran, your GI Bill should take care of all of it, or most of it. You may have used some of your GI Bill benefits. If you have, that's all right. You use what you got left, and then the student loan aspect will take care of the rest of it. And if you're a civilian, you'll go through the student loan process. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Okay. Fighting in the Ukraine continues to show senior army leaders and thinkers and planners the value of two things that the service hasn't been doing at scale for a long, long time. And that is reconstitution and long-range, large-unit dispersion. Now, the Army is preparing for dispersed warfare with high casualties wherever they go, because the future of the war is going to be, probably, in the future, that is, nuclear. And they know it. I'm not just talking about Ukraine, I'm talking about elsewhere in the world. Now, when Russia invaded Ukraine back in February, the United States quickly undertook a massive effort to supply Kiev with weapons and ammunition. The U.S. Army began to juggle its efforts and the effects of Ukraine with recruiting and inflation on their budget. They've had to go back in and revamp their budget several times to get the money right so they can continue to do what they do in the manner in which you're doing it. Now, the Sergeant Major of the Army is talking about the new fiscal year, which brings challenges, both old and new, for the Army. Full implementation of a new fitness test, concerns over barracks conditions, and a whole bunch more out there are on the agenda. Sergeant Major of the Army is listening to all that, then he takes that back to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they run it back and forth to come up with a policy they're going to come up with, not just for the Army, but for the other services, too. By the way, the Air Force is in the news. They're praising their new pilot training, but struggling to hire instructors to teach the new pilots. Jeez. The Air Force expects to complete the two-year transition to the new undergraduate pilot training curriculum by the end of October, according to the head of Air Education and Training Command. Recently told that to reporters, plus said, hey, we need more qualified instructors. Well, I imagine they do. Because a lot of people are retiring from the Air Force and other air wings, different military units, whether it be the Coast Guard or the Marines or the Navy or even the Army, to go fly privately. Commercial aircraft companies are paying big money to recruit those military pilots. Big money. A lot of them are jumping on the opportunity. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Army is entering a new fiscal year with the active component likely understrength by about 10,000 soldiers amidst a major recruiting crisis. But all help isn't lost for the service, as its headline initiative to address the shortfall continues to enjoy early success. They've actually changed what they're doing and made things a little bit easier for the recruits. Making things tougher only work in the Marine Corps. The Army is a little different story, but the Marines, they have no problem. They made their quota, I think, by 3, or maybe it was 10. It was a small number, but they made their quota. They were okay for the year, thank goodness. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, but, you know, we have war hawks in the United States, right? Well, how about Moscow? The Moscow Kremlin war hawks are demanding more devastating strikes on the Ukraine. You heard me right. Moscow's barrage of missile strikes on cities all across Ukraine has elicited and excited celebratory comments from Russian officials and pro-Kremlin pundits who back in recent weeks were already criticizing the Russian military for a series of embarrassing setbacks on the battlefield. Now, they're happy as a lark to see what they see, and they want to see him pounding some more. Now, the G7 stepped up yesterday and made a comment officially in a speech to G7 leaders. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called for more air defense after a second day of Russian attacks on civilians. And the G7 demanded Russia withdraw from the Ukraine and pledge continued support to Ukraine. That does not speak well for the Russians, because Ukraine is doing quite well with their air defenses. And if they get even more to go with what they got, they're going to do even better. Now, there's a counter-drone kit the U.S. is sending to the Ukraine. This is a brand new one, made by L3Harris Technologies. The system can be quickly installed on different types of vehicles and fired, launched that way. Whether it's a truck, whether it's a jeep, whether it's a tank, whether it's an armored personnel carrier, it can be done that way. So there you go. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means it's time for us to get on out of here while we wait for Chris Markowski to come on in and join us, and he will be. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. God bless America. Chris Markowski coming up.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that.
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. Appreciate you. We'll be talking to him Friday morning right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Moss Acura. That's Acura, and Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they happen to have a dealership on North Florida Avenue right here in Tampa, and they've been around a while. They're right next door, by the way, to a Moss Nissan dealership, Moss Family Automotive. Now, one of the reasons that they get customers from all around the countryside isn't because they're advertising on this program, but it's because of what they advertise about. They have the famous You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, vets, first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors too, can get tremendous discounts on the vehicle you buy for your service to our country. They also have Moss Care that brings you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, I don't know too many people, if any, that are doing this. I mean, I've really gone out of my way to go looking. And I don't see it. I don't hear about it. I hear about fleet discounts if you buy a bunch of vehicles, something like that, but not what I just told you. So check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. And you'll find out why I talk about them every day I'm on the radio. Okay, back to Chris Markowski on the telephone line, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I got something for you. You ready?
Okay.
The White House yesterday, after 2 years, unveiled President Joe Biden's national security strategy. Now, this is something he should have done the very first day he took office, but he didn't because of, the pandemic or something along those lines is what we heard. But it largely now focuses on countering the threat from China and Russia, 48 pages, but it doesn't really tell us what the threat is or what they're going to do. How about that?
Well, again, that's no real plan at all, is it? That's just, a collection of thoughts. I mean, it's nothing in regards to any sort of strategy. Again, even the watching the strategy now when it comes to handling Russia and the Ukraine. And again, it's not just us. This is just our relationship with NATO is screwy. You know, we should have put, greater screws to them much, much earlier. This is a disaster right now. Will Europe hold the line this winter if it gets really, really cold? I don't know. I doubt it. I would think populist movements would start to revolt if cities start to freeze. So, again, it's a basic exercise in futility. I was making fun yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they put now pressure on Saudi Arabia because they're reducing the amount of oil, OPEC, that they're pumping out of the ground, and their solution was to file a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laughing at this. It's like a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And here's the other thing. Saudi Arabia is eating our lunch. We don't need them. We were energy self-sufficient. They needed us worse than we needed them because we were outproducing the Saudis, and they were really getting concerned. We affected the bottom line, this, that, and the other. And instead of going in there like you own the freaking oil business, which you do if you just want to pump it and produce it, we went in there like a bunch of little wimps.
I agree 110%. There was a disconnect, obviously, if you remember, during COVID with, oil, falling to nothing, basically. You would have thought at that point in time that would have been a real good time to start really filling up the strategic petroleum reserve and then helping to support the price to some degree and a lot of the American, frackers and the people that got it out of the ground. That would have been smart, quite frankly. That's what we should have done, but we didn't. This is a little bit further than that. The reaction by Democrats, they want to call it this NOPEC bill. It's a joke. It really is. It's pathetic. Mm-hmm.
Two things are going to happen this morning with our financial picture. Number one, the consumer price index comes out today. This is going to set the stage for another upside surprise with the CPI. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. Well, based upon yesterday, it looks like it might be a little bit higher. The number is, I call it the bare necessities, from the Jungle Book there, the Disney movie, the bear singing. It's all about the bare necessities. It's the food. It's energy. It's stuff that people that are using every single day. Those prices are not coming down. And quite frankly, there's nothing the Fed can do about it. And this collective reaction by central banks around the globe, again, they're all hammers. And when you're all hammers, everything looks like a nail. They're all doing the same exact thing. It's causing all sorts of financial disconnects at this point in time. Most of our problems with inflation right now is due to policy. Should the Federal Reserve, like I said, last year started to raise rates slowly but surely? It's kind of like easing onto the brake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but slamming on it right now is causing problems all over the globe.
Now, the other thing that's going to happen today is the cost of living increase, known as the COLA, is coming out for Social Security. And I've heard rumors 8% to 9%. What are you hearing?
Yeah, in that same ballpark. That's what you should expect.
Mm-hmm. So whatever that number is going to be is actually going to wind up being the same percentage that the soldiers will be getting in terms of a pay raise, I've been told, too. Is that correct?
Well, last year the Pentagon didn't account for inflation.
No.
I made some changes that I don't know about. I mean, that I would hope that would be the case. I mean, that's the Pentagon's job, for crying out loud, but there are a bunch of fools over there constantly neglecting our armed servicemen and women on a regular basis. And we talked about this via the VA. We're supposed to talk about pay as well. I mean, the size of our military, the amount of money we spend more than collectively the next six countries behind us, and mm-hmm. we can't pay our personnel properly. We're telling them to go on food stamps. We should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I'd be more than embarrassed. By the way, that's why they're leaving the military, because in civilian life they can get a lot more money, even working as a mercenary. Now I'm going to make a statement. I want your reaction. You ready?
Okay.
Economists have never had to deal with the kind of serial supply shocks we've seen since the start of the pandemic. So they've had no proper measure for how those could affect prices longer term. Now, secondly, decades of very low and stable inflation, despite big changes in the labor market, had convinced many economists that the Phillips curve, something that I forgot all about until I read the article that I'm looking at, the idea that there is a trade-off between unemployment and inflation was essentially dead. Is that a fair statement to make?
It's more nuanced than that. This is what happens. You get these economic wonks that think that they can actually understand how Mother Nature really works.
Like Janet Yellen.
Yeah, they can't. They try again and again and again. You know, it's the beauty of the free market, which is kind of like Mother Nature. They think that they can get their arms around this. When are they ever right? It's not just the pandemic they were wrong in figuring things out. They were wrong leading up to the Great Recession. The guy just won Nobel Prize, Ben Bernanke. He didn't see it. He didn't see it. We did, which is clear as day, mm-hmm. but he didn't. And all the economists didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the disconnect that occurred during the run-up in the dot-coms as well, with too much leverage in the system. So, again, yeah, these are economists sticking up for one another and, I guess, making an excuse for their profession, which consistently gets everything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like to have a salad every now and then, you know, like a chef's salad or something like that. And I was looking the other day, and I didn't even think about it. I ordered a salad from one of the restaurants I went into. They handed me the salad. They said, "That'll be $14, please." That was like, it was like sticker shock, but it was double what I paid for it before. And I said, "I know things have gone up, but really?" They said, "Well, everything has gone up. Vegetables are up 40%. Some of the items in here, eggs and pasta and this other stuff." Yeah. They said,
"Gone way up." I mean, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. And that's where inflation is right there.
Yeah.
You know, all the king's horses and all the king's men, like I said, can't fix this. Federal Reserve can't fix this. This is bad regulation we have in this country. Our the way that we handle food in this country, I think, is, you know, ridiculous. Readily available, but readily expensive.
All right. Well, my friend, I hear the music coming up. We will talk tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on, and we'll have something to talk about with the cost of living index for Social Security and whatnot. So I'll talk to you then, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.